Chapter 11. England. We had been in London for several months when we received an invitation from an old friend in Scotland to visit his country. I had learnt all I could from the scientists in London, and so I decided to accept. We spent 3 months travelling through England until we finally arrived in Scotland. I had neglected my work for some time now, and I was worried that the monster might be angry and take revenge on my family. This thought stopped me enjoying the beautiful scenery of Scotland and the hospitality of my friend. I finally told Clerval that I wished to continue on my own. I told him that I would meet him in a month or two, and that I hoped that I would be in a happier mood when I returned. Henry tried to change my mind, but he saw that I had made my decision. I wanted to find a remote part of Scotland and finish my work in solitude. I found an isolated spot on one of the Orkney Islands. There was an empty hut there with 2 rooms. I made one of the rooms into a place to live and the other into my laboratory. I worked during the day, and in the evenings I walked by the sea and thought of Switzerland. Living like this in complete isolation, I became nervous and restless. Every moment I was afraid of meeting the monster, but I continued, and soon my work was quite advanced. I looked forward to finishing it with a mixture of hope and the strange feeling that something evil was going to happen.